Welcome to WBFO's Press Pass. I'm Pat Feldball, and with me is Tim Clark, head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. Hiya, Tim.
Hi, good morning, Pat. How you doing this month?
Doing quite well, thanks.
Great.
One of the things that happens at this time of year is out in Utah is the Sundance Film Festival. How did that engage or involve the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission this year?
Well, actually, our director of operations, Rich Wall, went out to Sundance this year. I didn't go, but Rich did. And he had a bunch of meetings with a variety of producers and filmmakers out there who were very interested in coming to Western New York. And, you know, they've heard about what's happened up here, and they're hearing about the buzz in the filmmaking world. And we're, you know, pretty interested in learning more. So Rich went out there and, you know, explained the virtues of shooting in Western New York. You know, the thing about it is, Pat, as you know, these things sometimes take years for development and so forth. But the seeds are planted. Rich did a great job out there. And, you know, I'm sure that it'll pay dividends for sure.
You were telling me earlier about dividends that keep paying here in Western New York with Fred Ray, the director.
Yeah, Fred Olin Ray, who about a year ago came to Western New York to shoot in East Aurora, a movie that we saw this holiday season on the Ion Channel. It was called A Prince for Christmas. Well, he came back last summer, shot another made-for-television movie, and he is now reportedly heading our way once more for a third movie here in Western New York that we'll be shooting in the next few weeks. And, you know, he's just a return customer. I think he's figured out that this is a wonderful place to come and shoot, and all the, you know, big production value stuff that you see here in Western New York has been, you know, tremendous for him. And tremendous for us because we get to see people like him. So he's already booked his hotel rooms and he's on his way.
Wow.
Safe to say, you know, he's hiring a lot of local crew and bringing a few traveling crew. And, you know, I think it's going to be another great economic boost for the area for sure.
Okay. Do we know what locale he's looking at?
Well, not yet, because we're going to be scouting probably in about 2 weeks. And we'll be scouting sort of north of here. We'll be scouting, you know, in and around Buffalo, obviously, and Erie County. And we'll be looking a little bit in Niagara County as well. So, but yeah, we don't know quite yet where that's going to be.
Well, one of the other things that you were telling me that has happened here in Western New York, right in the city, as far as shooting goes, was a music video.
Yeah, actually, just before, you know, just about a month ago, I guess, we had a great friend of ours, Matt Cappuccino, who's a native of Lockport, New York, believe it or not, and is in New York now as a producer and director, brought a music video here. And again, the irony of this is the actual talent in this music video is a rapper called Young Squire, who is also a Western New York native. He's from Clarence. So they shot his music video over at the Colonel Ward Pumping Station in Buffalo, and then also up at the Palace Theater in Lockport, and then also a little bit over at Bourbon and Butter at the Lafayette Hotel. And yeah, they got a lot done in a few days, and we're looking for the release of that, you know, that music media coming up soon.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, Tim, I think we're out of time for this morning, but I'd like to thank you for coming in and starting off the new year with you.
Well, thanks, Pat. It's always great to be here, as we always are on WBFO.
I'm Pat Feldball, and you're listening to WBFO's Press Pass.